What about seller financing? Some of the best financing for an investor actually comes from sellers. Sellers often don't care whether or not you intend to occupy the property or rent it out. Indeed, many simply don't ask. Further, sometimes sellers are eager to give the buyer financing. If you find a seller in this position, you can get some surprisingly good financing deals. Why would a seller want to finance a buyer? One reason a seller would want to finance a buyer is that the seller is having trouble selling the property. He or she hopes that by offering the buyer financing, the sale will be quick. In this situation, the seller often anticipates that the buyer will have some credit problems, else why wouldn't the buyer get institutional financing, and is prepared to accept it. Thus, if you can't get an institutional loan for one reason or another, seller financing is probably your best alternative. Interestingly, seller financing is often so good that many very successful investors buy property only when they can get seller financing. A second reason that sellers might want to finance a sale is that they are looking to invest their money in a bond of some type that will pay them a higher interest rate, like a mortgage. This is particularly the case with older sellers who may have paid off, or nearly so, their original mortgage. If they get cash for the sale of their house, they might want to avoid the risk of other investment vehicles, preferring instead to simply stick their money in a bank or in a CD and collect the interest. However, a mortgage typically pays higher interest, so they are thrilled if you give them a mortgage instead. Recently, banks were paying under 2% interest, while home mortgages were paying close to 7%, a real incentive for a free and clear seller to opt to handle the financing. Are other types of financing available? The first rule in real estate is that everything is negotiable, and the second rule is that creativity pays. So, yes, there are all sorts of other types of financing available. For example, I've seen family financing. A son or daughter may want to buy an investment house. They have the income to handle it, but not the cash. So the parents pop for the down payment and closing costs. Then they share ownership. Typically, the son or daughter will handle the management of the property, and when it's time to sell, the family will split up the profits. This system, of course, is not limited to families. It will work with friends, or even perfect strangers. However, a word of caution. Put everything in writing. People, even friends, even close relatives, often forget what was said months or years earlier. When it's time to sell, you want to have in writing exactly how the profits, or if something goes wrong, the losses, are to be split up. Further, you want to be sure that there are solid escape clauses allowing you or another party to exit the deal if situations change. For example, you could lose your job, or your sibling, friend, or son or daughter could need to move out of the area. All of which is to say that if you intend to use any type of shared financing, spend the bucks to have a good attorney draw up a rock-solid agreement. It won't cost that much, and it could save lots of hassle and money later on. Asset-based financing. Yet another type of financing is to borrow not on the property you are buying, but on other property, such as stocks or bonds that you already own. The advantage in securing this type of financing is that you can obtain loans at very low interest rates, often through stockbrokers and banks. Another financing method that experienced real estate investors frequently use is to borrow on property they already own in order to make a new purchase. For example, you may have three rental homes in which you have substantial equity. You can refinance these properties, either with individual loans or with a blanket loan on all three, and use the funds to buy a fourth house. If you've ever played the game Monopoly, you already know the basics of how this method works. Other financing. As you can see, the types and sources of real estate financing available to you as an investor are limited only by your imagination. Don't feel boxed in by rules you imagine exist. If you can come up with a creative idea, try it. It just might work. Be creative, but have a plan. And before you take action, talk it over with a financial advisor, such as a good real estate agent, tax attorney, or accountant. This is William DeFries for McGraw-Hill Audio. Thank you for listening. This audiobook is co-published by American Media International and Redwood Audiobooks and is based upon the book entitled How to Get Started in Real Estate Investing, copyrighted in 2002 in the name of Robert Irwin. All rights reserved. Published by arrangement with the McGraw-Hill Companies, Incorporated.